News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
You have Tiger Talk coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock Tiger Talk overtime. And in just a couple minutes, we've got a check of sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. That's all straight ahead.
Yeah, guess who's going to be a guest on Tiger Talk overtime tonight?
You are?
Yours truly. That's right. I'll be joining Doug Holton.
Very cool. Cross promotion.
Yeah.
I guess we did that last night. And by the way, thank you. I got a lot of nice texts last night on my regular phone and emails, as well as I got to be a guest on a show. Instead of having a show and having guests on it, I got to be a guest on Cam Marston's show, What's Working. It was really, it's a lot of fun being on the other side of the, you know, of just sitting back and getting to talk with folks. Cam does a great job on it, and you can go check the podcast of What's Working out through his website or on our podcast page. Go to fmtalk1065.com and click podcast.
I hope you made it difficult on him, like not talking into the mic.
Oh, yeah, I did. I just banging on the table, like people come in here and bang and knocking my headphones into the microphone, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, sure I did that. So if you didn't get a chance to hear it last night, it was a lot of fun. It's up on the podcast, and you can go check it out right there. And then Dalton tonight at 7 o'clock with Doug Holton on Tiger Talk Overtime. It's almost like, it was like when the Facts of Life folks showed up at different strokes. And it's that kind of world. 7:07, we've got Kelly's headlines on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we have a new accident off the interstate, I-10 eastbound at Highway 90. Once again, the Lillian Bridge closed for several hours as they're clearing up a fuel spill from an earlier accident involving an 18-wheeler. It's going to be on each side of the bridge, so expect delays there. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. As you heard, it's not a bomb, it's an ankle monitor. Next time you hear something beeping in a paper bag. Shouldn't we? And the question was asked in the news update there on that ankle monitor, would they be able to find out? Wouldn't it have like a VIN number or something? Hey, law enforcement folks, which I know there's a lot of our friends that listen in law enforcement, do they have, I mean, it seems like if they issue you an ankle monitor,
they should be able to track it.
Yeah, like Dalton here has got ankle monitor 17 or whatever.
Right.
So if you find ankle monitor 17, you know, that's the one that Dalton's supposed to be wearing.
Yeah, and I wear two ankle monitors, as everyone knows. But you would think that they would be able to find it that way. Or, you know, the one person who they think has been at the gas station for the last 24 hours with that ankle.
It might have been a sign.
That. Or it could be a person who just got off probation or whatever.
I think you have to turn that back in, don't you?
You might have to, like a cable box. Whenever you cancel your cable, have to turn it back in, or they'll charge you. Maybe that's it. Or maybe they went to celebrate and put something in that brown paper bag and then put the ankle monitor.
I just don't think it can be that big of a caper. We'll find out. But I mean, they're like, well, will we find out who? It seems like it should be registered to somebody specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is number 17. This is, goes with Jane Smith, and Jane, this is her ankle. Maybe I'm wrong. Law enforcement, hit us up, 343-0106. We have questions, and Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Senator Doug Jones is coming back to the state for a number of chats, and you are invited to share your likes, your dislikes, and ideas today. At 6:45 a.m., the senator will give remarks to the Vestavia Hills Sunrise Rotary. Then he heads here to Mobile to speak at the Chamber of Commerce's forum, which is here at noon at the Renaissance Mobile Riverview Plaza Hotel. The senator then heads to BioLaboratory to hold a discussion on rural health care with Dr. Regina Benjamin. She was the 18th Surgeon General of the United States. That chat happens at 2:15. The conversation will be featured during the Bayou on the Move Health Fair hosted by BioClinic at 13230 Winslow Avenue. And then this evening at 5:30 p.m., Senator Jones will hold a constituent town hall in Escambia County. This event is open to the public and seating is first come, first serve. If you're interested, head to the Bruton City Hall at 1010A Douglas Avenue. This morning, Mobile Police need your help to find 21-year-old Demarius Frowner. He is accused of a holdup in broad daylight last month. The victim told police that Frowner pulled a gun on him and robbed him in Mobile Terrace on Lincoln Boulevard and 8th Street. Frowner is described as 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighing 142 pounds. If you have information, call Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. It's business as usual at the Oasis Travel Center off the Wilcox Road exit at I-10. After a bomb scare last night, employees were alarmed when they heard beeping coming from a box left at the gas pumps. A bomb squad was called in. Turns out it contained a GPS ankle monitor and a charger. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is investigating who ditched the package at Oasis and why. The 48th Annual National Shrimp Festival kicks off in Gulf Shores today. The festival brings out local people and people from all around the country as well. Is music and dozens of vendors offering some of the best seafood in the Gulf Coast. The festival runs through Sunday. Senator Doug Jones will visit South Alabama today. He'll be making stops in Mobile, Bayou LaBattery, and Escambia County. The senator will speak with the Mobile Chamber of Commerce's Forum Alabama lunch at the Renaissance Hotel at noon. Then he'll discuss health care with the 18th Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin, at 2:15 at the Bayou Clinic. He'll round out his tour with a town hall meeting at the Bruton City Hall at 5 o'clock. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Thursday style. Hey, Captain Bobby's coming our way about 7:50 with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Plus, that starts off our Roberts, Bobby Abrascato, Robert Kennedy Jr., and Rob Holbert. Thursday mornings are for Robs around here.
Yeah, it's the Bobby hour.
That's right. We're doing that coming up starting at 7:50. 7:15 now, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son and your CBD store, West Mobile.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's Thursday, and that means Tiger Talk is tonight. Bye weeks for football mean we hear from a bevy of coaches on the show, including Gus Malzahn evaluating the team's 5-1 first half of the regular season.
There's nothing better than being able to slow down, being able to kind of watch every one of your plays, offensively, defensively, special teams, and then see what the things you're doing well, see the things that you may be a little deficient in. Don't do the things that you're not real strong in, and really build upon the things you're strong on. So in the course of a season, you've got to prepare for the other opponent. A lot of times you can't really take a serious look at yourself other than know your tendencies. So that is a big factor for this week, and it's been really good for our coaches so far.
The full interview with Coach Malzahn tonight at 6. Alpha Insurance is proud to bring you this daily update. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find the local agent at alphainsurance.com. Andy Burcham sits down with Bruce Pearl tonight to preview the start of the season.
I'm very pleased with my roster 1 through 13. I'm very pleased with the newcomers. I think they're all going to be good players. The issue is just when, and you know whether or not it can be put together. And as a result, I actually think a lot is more on the coaching staff, because we've got every senior back is being asked to play a different role. Javon, brand new role as a starter potentially. Samir, fourth option to first or second option. Danielle Purifoy has got to fill Chumokiki's shoes.
In addition to Coach Pearl, Coach Flo sets up the women's hoops season, plus updates from volleyball and softball on Tiger Talk starting at 6 tonight across the network. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
T. Batchelor & Son has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs. 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Dallas.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall Park in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that as you walk the trails and take in the artifacts at historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at alabama200.org. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, school zones are starting to get busy as we're clearing up the accident I-10 eastbound on Highway 90. Keep in mind, Lillian Bridge closed in each direction for several hours as you're clearing up an oil spill that caught fire from an earlier accident involving an 18-wheeler. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night in Mobile's Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy music from John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wet Willie, and a member of Alabama's Music Hall of Fame. It starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
721 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Big traffic problem. Been working this story throughout the morning. It's really, I started at 6 or maybe even a little bit earlier when we found out from the traffic department about that wreck on the Lillian Bridge. It's going to be closed for a couple more hours due to this wreck involving an 18-wheeler. We don't know how many other vehicles. We do know at this point 3 fatalities in this accident. So if you come from Baldwin County into Florida, Florida into Baldwin County there on the Lillian Bridge, you're not doing it this morning for a couple more hours as they're working to clean up that scene. Not only the accident, but the fuel on the road there as well. And we'll give you the latest with traffic coming up in just about 10 minutes. Also, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey Bennett. He and his crew doing great work in Mobile and Baldwin County getting rid of junk. That junk could be at your office, could be a storage unit, could be at your house, could be outside your house. I mean, in the form of like a, not like some of my kinfolk that, you know, have stuff, at least in the old days, piled up on the front porch. Not that kind of junk.
Oh,
not
okay.
That kind of junk. Could, I mean, he could do that as well, but you just, at this point, HOA probably wants you out of the neighborhood, so I didn't want to tell you, but if seriously, if you got like a something in the back storage shed, you want to get it emptied out or you want to get rid of it, he can do big jobs like that too, and he can do them very quickly. And the nice thing is, not to just continue to pick a fight with my friend Dalton here, but when you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, they give you an actual day and time, and that's when they show up.
And they get the job done then?
Yeah, they don't have to come back. And they don't ever show up and say, yeah, we're not the right crew for this. Uh-huh. We have to get you rescheduled with the other crew.
Yeah, okay.
They don't do that.
That's good to hear.
The right crew shows up every time. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work, get it done, and they're gone. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information on a pedestrian who was killed here in Mobile. Police have identified the victim as 34-year-old Kenardo Finkley. He was killed walking northbound on I-65 on the service road Tuesday evening. Investigators say that he was hit by a pickup truck, which was also traveling in the northbound lane. There was another person walking with Finkley, but that unidentified person did not sustain injuries. As for Finkley, he was pronounced dead on the scene. A package store in Bruton robbed, and the two suspects are on the run, and all of it was caught on surveillance video Tuesday night close to 10 p.m. at the Bruton Package on South Boulevard. That's where the robbery happened, and police are hoping that if you have any information regarding this crime or possibly identifying the two suspects, that you give them a call. You can call Bruton Police at 251-809-2804. Switching gears this morning, an Alabama university has been tapped to perform at an NFL game later this month. The mighty Marching Hornets have been selected to play at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium October the 20th at halftime of the Atlanta Falcons Los Angeles Rams game. The announcement was made on Wednesday. Alabama State University does have a nationally recognized marching band, and they say, quote, "The invitation for our marching band to perform at halftime for the NFL's Falcons versus Rams football game is an important tribute to Alabama State University's excellent band program and to its superb student musicians who are widely known nationally for their legacy of high energy, high quality performances." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. On a Thursday, Dr. Bill's got that forecast on the way. Yesterday, unfortunately, 9 moved back into the forecast. We got into the 90s yesterday, and hopefully that will be the end of it. He'll tell us more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, top story on the Drudge Report this morning, Fox News poll, record support for Trump impeachment.
Fox News poll, huh?
Right, so we're always talking about these polls out here, lots of them out there. But in the Fox News poll, just over half of voters want President Trump impeached and removed from office. A new high of 51% want Trump impeached and removed from office. Another 4% want him impeached but not removed. And 40% oppose impeachment altogether. In July, it was 42% favoring impeachment and removal, while 5% said impeach but don't remove. And 45% opposed impeachment. Let me point out, in July, they weren't drawing up articles of impeachment. Okay, I want to make sure we get all the... Okay, since July, support for impeachment increased among voters of all stripes, up 11 points among Democrats, 5 points among Republicans, and 3 among independents. Think about that.
Everybody increased.
No, but think, this is those last two. Okay, 11 points among Democrats. I'm surprised it's not higher, to be frank with you. It increased 5 points among Republicans, 3 points among independents. Shouldn't that be flipped around?
You would think so, unless... These Republicans
are never Trumper kind of.
Well, unless they feel like an impeachment would help in the 2020.
Yeah, that's elections. True. It might be strategically wanting the impeachment. Because remember, it's two parts. The House will impeach. I still think they will impeach, but I don't think the Senate will vote to remove. So there's a two part process here, and it all kind of gets lumped together. People just say impeachment. Impeachment is what, if the House moves and they have the votes there to impeach, then it moves to the Senate. Where, at least looking at the stats right now, there will not be a move to remove the president. So you will have an impeachment, but not removal. But it's just odd to me. 5% of Republicans, a 5-point increase in Republicans, 3-point increase in independents may be good news for the president, because independents are who he needs to win.
And right. I wonder how long it'll be before the president tweets that, you know, Fox News has betrayed the administration again, because we've seen that more and more from him this last month.
Oh, I think it'd probably take probably the next 30 minutes or so. That'll happen. Support also went up, though, among some of President Trump's key constituents, including white evangelical Christians, increase of 5 points, white men without a college degree, up 8 points, and rural whites, up 10 points. Among voters in swing counties where Hillary Clinton and President Trump were within 10 points in 2016, support for impeachment increased to 52%, up from 42% in July. The two stats that stand out to me that I would think would be of interest would be that last one there in those swing counties, because those are going to be Rust Belt states, places where President Trump won that Republicans really had not won in the last two cycles, and also that independent versus Republican number. Both of those stood out to me. I thought that was of interest. We'll talk about that more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
I wonder what's taken so long. Do you think the Democrats maybe don't have the votes in the House? Why haven't they formally announced an impeachment yet? They're still working through the inquiry, they say.
Keep this thing going as long as they can. I imagine they're going to try to stretch it out. What do you think? We'll talk about that, too, coming up after 8, or you can hit us up on the text line right now at 343-0106. Text line, 343-0106. If we have time for some hard-hitting news, Target has sold out of Golden Girls costumes just before Halloween. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I do not know. That was my plan.
You're going to be a Golden Girl?
Yeah, like most years.
Which one?
Well, probably... Who would I go as? Who would I be? I'm probably Blanche. I'm probably way more Blanche. What do y'all think? Am I Blanche? I'll have you as... You'll be Rose.
Okay.
I'll be Blanche. But now we can't get costumes. Got to make our own.
It's too bad.
So close.
Yeah.
We're so close to doing that.
You could probably still buy the clothes at Target.
Or Goodwill. Be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The number of possible cases of lung disease from vaping in Alabama continues to rise. The State Department of Public Health updated its numbers yesterday. 24 possible cases have been reported. 2 have a confirmed link to vaping, including 1 death. Three are probable cases. Six others are still being investigated. A man from Pensacola has been charged with 21 counts of child porn possession. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement began their investigation in August. They searched 53-year-old James Leeper's home and found 21 images of child porn on a USB drive. One of the children was 5 years old. Leeper was booked into the Escambia County Jail. Deputies arrested three 13-year-olds accused of making school threats against St. Martin Middle School in Jackson County, Mississippi. The first arrest was Saturday after a student reportedly threatened to shoot up the school during the school dance. Two more students were arrested Tuesday on the same charges. We're told more arrests are possible. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Monster Mash savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in the month of October. Prices you won't be able to smash on the Liberty CN24 gun safe, with $250 off for only $749. Or the most popular model, the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme, discounted $700. Unbelievable savings in these Monster Mash deals. Safes made in the USA with a lifetime replaceable warranty against theft and fire. Why shop anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Call 471-1137.
Turkey's President Erdogan warns the European Union not to call the military incursion into Syria an invasion. He's renewed threats of letting Syrian refugees flood Europe. The civilian death toll is climbing as Turkish forces advance. Correspondent Clarissa Ward is in northern Syria.
As you can well imagine, it's the civilians who are suffering. President Erdogan said the whole purpose of this operation was to resettle Syrian refugees, but what we are seeing are thousands and thousands of people being forced from their homes.
Democratic presidential candidate and former VP Joe Biden has for the first time called for President Trump's impeachment. House Democrats are preparing a flurry of subpoenas in the face of the administration's stonewalling of their impeachment investigation. Pacific Gas and Electric is weighing whether to restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in parts of California as officials keep their eye on high winds. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Southwest Airlines has launched a broad $5 increase in one-way airfares. Analysts at J.P. Morgan expect other carriers to follow suit. Delta Airlines posts quarterly earnings today. The country ranked the World Economic Forum's most competitive economy is Singapore. First for infrastructure, health, and its labor market, and second for institutions, its financial system, and product market. The U.S. is in second place, tops for business dynamism, and second for innovation capability. Gemologists are excited about the Matryoshka diamond, named after the Russian nesting dolls. The rock was found in a Siberian mine, but the name is for its fascinating structure, a diamond inside a hollow, larger diamond. It's about the right size for an engagement ring, but no idea how much it's worth because no one's ever found one before. Stocks ended higher for the first time in three sessions as traders hope for even a limited deal from U.S.-China trade talks starting today. Futures are pointed toward a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by...
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working in accident eastbound I-10 between Theodore Dawes and 90, starting to slow up traffic quite a bit. Also, Cody and Fellhorn, both those are going to be without injuries. And keep in mind, again, the Lillian Highway Bridge closed for several hours as they're clearing up an oil spill that caught fire from an earlier accident involving an 18-wheeler. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So when it felt hot to me yesterday, and you're confirming we did make 90 yesterday?
92 degrees yesterday afternoon, and a couple of degrees away from a record. And we'll be up near 90 again today. We should have plenty of sunshine, and there's just a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm this afternoon. Yesterday, we did have some isolated activity with a big thunderstorm, dumped a lot of rain in Fairhope yesterday afternoon. So today, look for mostly sunny skies, 88, perhaps make it to 90. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, we got a good chance for some thunderstorm activity in the afternoon and on into tomorrow night. And that's because the cold front and a fairly strong front will be moving through Mississippi and Alabama. And so tomorrow, look for partly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. And then on Saturday, that front moves through. We'll see some showers in the morning, and then becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon and cooler, 78 degrees for the high temperature on Saturday, and then dropping down to 60 to possibly 62 degrees for Saturday night. As for Sunday, look for mostly sunny skies, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, and the high temperature will be in the mid-80s. So looks good for the weekend, and our best chance, though, for rain is going to be tomorrow into tomorrow night, and because there are many areas have just not had any rain since back on the whole September 1st or so.
So, yeah, it's a deal where some areas have gotten it, some areas haven't, and I guess that's the nature of it's not big frontal rain, right, where everybody gets some. It's kind of just right here and there.
Well, normally we'd expect with a front coming in that we would have some widespread rainfall activity, but the support in the upper atmosphere is going to decrease tomorrow, and that's going to cause the activity to become more scattered, and means that some places will miss out on the rain. But tomorrow, and that's our best chance for some time in the afternoon and then tomorrow night. And then the weekend really looks good all the way through. After a few showers in the morning on Saturday, it looks good with the cooler temperatures. And then Monday and Tuesday, we'll get back to some scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s.
All right, Dr. Bill, the tropics, what are you watching there?
Right now, there's nothing going on. No, there are named storms. We don't have any kind of named storms at the moment. There are some weak disturbances out over the central Atlantic, a tropical wave in the Caribbean, nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your tropical update and your forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. You see those pictures on the text line from Marty?
Yeah, awesome Halloween costumes.
Yeah, Marty, who is owning Halloween for sure. He's got a Beetlejuice costume this year. That's a fantastic Beetlejuice costume. But I got to say, I'm most impressed. He went as Mav. He went as Maverick from Top Gun the year before that. And that is where did you get that flight jacket? That is, yeah, that's an impressive. And yeah, he also suggested maybe I should go as Blanche.
That's a good suggestion. He's got the last year, the aviator's flight jacket with patches.
Yeah, it's a perfect Maverick costume.
It's really good.
It's really cool. It gives me some ideas, too.
Yeah, it seems like the Beetlejuice was a lot more work, though, with the makeup.
Yeah, because the nice thing is if you have a good costume, like a, not that y'all have done this before, but you have a go-to costume, you can just hang it in the closet. If you get invited to some kind of Halloween party for the grown-ups or whatever, you're like, oh, I got my costume.
Yeah, just throw it on.
There you go. 7:38, we'll check in with Kelly next.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your every day can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your every day can be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Tammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a proud sponsor of Bras Across the Causeway 5K Run and Fun. Join us this Saturday at 8 a.m. at Mayor State Park. All proceeds directly benefit Providence Hospital Breast Cancer Outreach Fund. Join Cammy for the 5K run. Fun, family, and food all for a great cause. Cammy will be serving up warm waffle ice cream sandwiches and pink champagne punch. It's Bras Across the Causeway this Saturday at 8 a.m. at Mayor State Park. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream, 50 years and still dipping.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tense moments at the Oasis Travel Center on Wilcox Road on I-10. The building was evacuated after someone found a suspicious package, and that package was making a very unusual sound. Again, the gas station was evacuated for a short time. The Mobile Police Department bomb squad responded to take a closer look at the package, and that's when they discovered it was a GPS ankle monitor with a charger, which had been left at the store. The search is on now for who that ankle monitor belongs to and how it was left abandoned at the gas station. Also in Baldwin County, a teenager's recovering this morning after being hit by a teen driver. Foley police say a 16-year-old, she backed her vehicle into a 14-year-old at Keller Road and Moy Lane. Police are calling this an accident. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, though, is investigating. As for the 14-year-old, they are in stable condition. And back across the bay here in Mobile, shots were fired Wednesday afternoon. Police confirm a male victim was shot, but his injuries, thankfully, are non-life-threatening. That shooting happened at Stanton Road and Oakley Drive, very close to University Hospital. The victim told Mobile Police said he did not know who shot him. The investigation, though, does continue at this hour, and if you have information, you are encouraged to call Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. By the way, the newest sold-out tennis shoe out there may be a little different than the ones you're used to. Right? Okay, so here it is. Design company in New York has made a special line of Nikes they call Jesus Shoes. Okay. And you think they'd be sandals, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought he wore.
Here's how they did this. They took and injected actual holy water from the Jordan River into the air bubble above the soles.
What?
So you can walk on water, right?
I get it.
They went on sale this week and sold out immediately. The shoes are white 97 Air Max Nikes with a crucifix weaved into the laces, frankincense-scented insoles, and turquoise-tinted holy water from the Jordan River injected into the see-through air bubble above the soles. The shoes also have MT 14:25 printed on them. That's a reference to Matthew 14:25, which is the Bible passage about Jesus walking on water. The people at the company say they wanted to make a statement about how crazy, quote, collab culture has gotten. I don't know what that is even.
It's when popular companies do crossovers, kind of like we were talking about crossover TV events earlier.
Oh, okay.
It's where they do crossovers and have a certain line put out by, you know, famous shoe companies or athletic wear.
I gotcha. Okay, so that's collab culture.
That's right.
I've added that to the vocabulary. By the way, the shoes aren't endorsed by Nike, but this company that took the Nikes and did this to them sold out of their $3,000 a pair stock in just less than a day.
Something about that seems wrong.
They put them out and sold them out. So there you go. So if you want to walk on water from the River Jordan, there's your shoes. But when they ever have the next run.
But Jesus did not wear Nikes, right?
Pictures I saw, he didn't.
Okay.
It might have been Nike sandals, though.
Yeah,
sure. Nikes everywhere. Coming right back.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. It's business as usual at the Oasis Travel Center off the Wilcox Road exit at I-10. After a bomb scare last night, employees were alarmed when they heard beeping coming from a box left at the gas pumps. A bomb squad was called in. Turns out it contained a GPS ankle monitor and a charger. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is investigating who ditched the package at Oasis and why. The 48th Annual National Shrimp Festival kicks off in Gulf Shores today. The festival brings out local people and people from all around the country as well. There is music and dozens of vendors offering some of the best seafood in the Gulf Coast. The festival runs through Sunday. Senator Doug Jones will visit South Alabama today. He'll be making stops in Mobile, Bayou LaBattery, and Escambia County. The senator will speak with the Mobile Chamber of Commerce's Forum Alabama lunch at the Renaissance Hotel at noon. Then he'll discuss health care with the 18th Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin, at 2:15 at the Bayou Clinic. He'll round out his tour with a town hall meeting at the Bruton City Hall at 5 o'clock. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
The Braves get steamrolled by St. Louis, the Nationals upset the Dodgers, and the president goes after NBA coaches. 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The St. Louis Cardinals are moving on to the National League Championship Series after scoring a record 10 first-inning runs yesterday afternoon in a 13-1 win over the Atlanta Braves. Cardinals outfielder Dexter Fowler led off the game with a walk and scored St. Louis's first run of the game, and then came back to the plate later in that same inning, hit a 2-RBI double to left field for a 7-0 lead.
Fowler, that's inside the bag. Another fair ball. This is going to score two more, and the Cardinals just pouring it on in the first inning.
Colton Wong followed that with another RBI double to stretch the lead to 10-0 before Atlanta even got up to bat. The 10-run first inning set an MLB playoff record and tied the record for most runs ever scored by a team in any playoff inning. The Cards tacked on another run in the second and two more in the third. Braves third baseman Josh Donaldson scored Atlanta's only run on a fourth-inning solo homer. Mike Fultonevich started on the mound for Atlanta, gave up six of the Cardinals' runs before he was pulled after only one out. He was, needless to say, disappointed after the game.
I don't know what happened out there. I'm very embarrassed for all this hard work for this team to do. Veterans, rookies, all of us guys, for it to come down to this, not even give our team a chance.
Braves have now lost 10 straight postseason series. They last advanced to a championship series in 2001. After the game, longtime Braves catcher Brian McCann announced his retirement.
This is everything that I wanted to do. I wanted to come back and get a chance at the postseason, and this is it for me. So I'm going to go home and be a dad and play with those kids.
McCann said he made the decision to retire following the season around a month and a half ago. In the other NLDS Game 5, the Washington Nationals rallied from a 3-0 deficit to upset the National League-leading L.A. Dodgers in extra innings, 7-3. Washington tied the game at 3 in the 8th inning on back-to-back home runs. Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto both hit solo homers off Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw, who came off the bench in relief of starter Walker Buehler. Then in the top of the 10th inning, a Nats grand slam from Howie Kendrick.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam! Howie Kendrick has done it!
That call from Nationals radio on 106.7 The Fan. It's the first Nationals playoff series win since they moved to Washington in 2005. The National League Championship Series will begin tomorrow in St. Louis at 7 p.m. Tonight, Game 5 of the American League Division Series between Houston and Tampa Bay. Gerrit Cole will start on the mound for Houston. Tyler Glasnow for Tampa. Winner moves on to face the Yankees in the ALCS. First pitch in Houston tonight, 6:07. Might just be preseason, but rookie Zion Williamson's giving New Orleans Pelicans fans plenty to be excited about. Zion scored a game-high 29 points last night in the Pelicans' win over Chicago 127-125.
Holiday, the rebound. Quick outlet. Both teams want to push
there
the pace.
It is.
Ball throws it up. Williamson lays it down.
Great, unselfish play right there by Ball.
Williamson had 16 points by halftime, added 13 more in the third quarter before Coach Alvin Gentry sat his starters. Pelicans have three more preseason games before they start the regular season in Toronto on October 22nd. As China continues to cut ties with the NBA following Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey's pro-Hong Kong tweet last week, coaches, players, and now President Trump have weighed in on the situation. The NBA apologized to China for Morey's tweet that supported the Hong Kong protesters, but that didn't keep Chinese companies from cutting ties with the league. Usually outspoken head coaches Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich did not criticize China when asked about the situation, so yesterday the president criticized them.
Well, the NBA is a different thing. I mean, I watch this guy, Steve Kerr, and he was like a little boy. He was so scared to be even answering the question. He couldn't answer the question. He was shaking. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. He didn't know how to answer the question. And he'll talk about the United States very badly.
The NBA has hosted exhibition games in China since 2006. They're now unsure of their future in the world's second largest economy. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've got an overturned school bus from the southbound 65 exit ramp to St. Stephen's Road. No students are on board, but it is a pretty serious accident. Avoid it if you can. I-10 eastbound between Theodore Dawes and 90 at Cody and Fellhorn or other accidents still clearing. Nothing scary here. Come see singing spiders and dancing scarecrows at Thriller Nights of Lights of Mobile at Hank Aaron Stadium. $7 per person. Kids 3 and under are free now through Halloween from 7 to 10 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue and Trailer Sales Alabama in Theodore. By the way, got some exciting news about those folks coming up, and we'll tell you that in the next few days. All right, the star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Fortunately, I have you instead of one of those fishing reports. I got you a catching report this morning.
Thank that's
you.
Right. That's what it's about. People want to hear a catching report. Tell us what you're doing this morning.
Well, I tell you, it's a little breezy this morning, so we kind of decided to stay on the inside. I really wanted to get out and fish some of the structure down in the Sound, and which is where the better trout bite has been. And we just, because of the wind blowing, we stayed on the inside this morning, and it's worked out really well, man. We're fishing some shallow grass and shell right now, like you typically do, you know. Well, typically you'd be doing it this time of year, but it's normally not, you know, water temperatures in the mid-80s in early October. So anyway, but the fish, I guess, you know, they follow the calendar this year, you know what I'm saying, instead of the water temperature. But we're up in, I mean, I'm looking at my power poles right now, and they're barely in the water, you know, and we're holding. So I'm in about a foot and a half, 2 feet of water, and we're catching them pretty steady right now. Mixed bag of trout and redfish, some white trout, you know, live shrimp and voodoos under popping corks working right now. If the weather was right, though, the best bite over the last week has been on the structure down in the Sound. If you can get down there and fish some of the rigs and wrecks and that sort of thing, and those reefs down in the West End, that's kind of where the bite is. And it's a live bait deal down there, of course, if you're in some deeper water. Hey, he's got a fish, too, John. Anyway, if you're going down there, you definitely want to have your slip corks with you with some live bait, and fish some of that structure if the weather lets you. And if it doesn't, you know, some of this stuff, I'm pretty pleased with what we've done so far. I really hadn't had a chance to get up in the shallows, or hadn't needed to, but it's been pretty good. So maybe we're starting to approach that little transitional period that we've been waiting so long for.
Well, you talk about that, but if we get a south wind, a lot of that stuff in Mississippi Sound on the south end of the Sound is protected, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you know, so if it does what they're saying it's going to do, where it gets a southerly component in it, that's going to work fine. You can fish some of that stuff on a pretty sporty wind, south wind. As long as it's got some south in it, some of that stuff will work pretty well. And the water down there is absolutely beautiful. It's like Gulf water down there right now. You know, and of course, with that, you're going to want to bring some steel leader in case the toothy critters show up. And we had a blast catching some of those, by the way, here not too long ago. We started getting cut off a few times, putting the steel leader on, and the trout continued to bite, but we started catching those really nice size Spanish and that sort of thing. It was a lot of fun doing that. So bring some light, single strand leader wire with you, and if that starts to happen, just put your little 6-8 inch piece of steel leader on there, and you can really, really increase the action, the catch. You know, get plenty of action, you'll actually catch the fish too.
Yeah, you're talking about a slip cork and a live bait rig here. You having trouble getting shrimp, or are they plentiful? What's the situation?
Very plentiful. Yeah, you're not getting. You know, I don't know what's going on the island, but the bait shops, you know, up in town and on the causeway and even on the way down to the island have had plenty. They're catching plenty of shrimp. So, you know, if you're planning on using it, you know, I would call around a little bit just in case if it's really going to make your trip. You can count on being able to get some shrimp.
All right, Captain Bobby, important question here because, you're catching right now. We're into that great fall fishing, even though the water temperature doesn't show it. People need to get their trips booked now. How do they do it?
Go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website. It's got our contact information on it. You can shoot us the date you want to try and do, and we can get you fixed up over the internet, or you can just give us a call, and we can get you fixed up that way, too. And it's going to get good. I can tell you that. We ran a trip last week up in the Delta, and it was just absolutely phenomenal. A lot of shrimp up there. So, you know, we get a little cool weather, and that thing's going to go nuts, I believe. I hope I don't put the whammy on us, but I think it's going to get good.
Well, there's a lot of people that are hoping for it because last year was less than good up there.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Real, Jack, you got a fish. Anyway, yeah, this year it's going to be good. We're going to be positive.
All right, good stuff. Captain Bobby, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, buddy. Y'all have a good weekend.
Will do. I'll let you get back to net and fish. Don't you love it? I mean, it's not just a theory in the fishing report. It's live action.
While it's happening.
That's right. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Trailer Sales Alabama. Go check those folks out today in Theodore. And our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. The gear Captain Bobby's using right now to catch, you can pick up today at McCoy's.